This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
Now, sometimes Jack, in fact, the other day I was at a meeting and this guy said to me, this guy sort of came up to greet me and I couldn't remember his name. Now, I've met him before.
Oh.
But I couldn't place him. Like, I knew that I knew him.
The cogs are turning like, oh, is it Jeff? Is it Ryan?
And they weren't turning fast enough.
Hmm.
Now, there's been some research into this, and joining us on the line from thebigsmoke.com.au is Alex to tell us more. Hey, Alex, tell us more about forgetting people's names.
Tell us.
I'm going to admit that I'm bad at people. Not only people's names, but people's faces.
Wow, I'm good with faces.
I'm the double whammy. So I'm like, not only do I not know your name, but I don't even remember you existed in the world.
Oh, you slip through people. Right. You just keep walking.
That's brutal.
Terrible. So anyway, saying that, in Scotland, they've actually done an interesting, different look at an experiment around how people respond to being forgotten. So this isn't a piece of research that's based on why we forget names, because there's already a large amount of data about that. This is purely about what does it actually feel like to be forgotten, and what are the social ramifications of being forgotten. And they found that when someone has their name forgotten, especially if it happens a few times with the same person, and also if it happens in family occasions, so a big gathering at Christmas, the person feels almost like a mini existential crisis. It's kind of like they're questioning who they are. And the experiment looked into people actually writing out journals about how they felt. And when they reviewed it, they didn't realise that having their names forgotten actually impacted them a lot more than they realised.
It's terrible.
You guys are like, yeah, well, this is Alex, this is you. You're terrible.
It's like boy raised. It's like, you've been erased from the story almost, yeah?
It's kind of like that. So it's really about then how do we make sure we don't do this? And, of course, there's a lot of tips around that. Like, for example, make sure you repeat the person's name back to them.
Yeah.
You know, trying to remember a story about them. For example, if they tell you about their job, trying to relate that to their name. But the idea that it actually does impact the person. And the interesting thing about the research they found is that every single person pretty much made an excuse for the person who forgot their name. And it's not because they're nice people. It's because it makes them feel better. So, for example, it makes one feel better if the reason that person didn't remember your name was because they're really busy or they meet too many people. It makes you feel better about the situation. So it was really about that social influence.
See, I sometimes front-footed. I actually go up to people and say, oh, hi, I'm Dean. Because I used to, maybe, not that I assume they don't know who I am or they've forgotten my name, but I just think, let's avoid all awkwardness.
I do the exact same thing. I'm like, Jacqueline, we've met, I know, but, you know, hello.
But what happens if you see the person regularly and you can't work out their name?
Well, this is what happened to me at this meeting the other day. I know the guy, but it just in that moment, I was in a different building, so the context was changed. I just could not place him.
Well, funnily enough, I will avoid asking their name because I don't want to make them feel bad. Like you were saying, it's not a nice feeling to feel like you're not, I don't know, worthy or whatever the ramifications could be.
To remember.
But, I feel bad.
When I was 13, this boy in my class kept calling me Alice.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know how to correct him because he was so attractive to me that I just let it go for till year 12.
Also, he wasn't even like negging or whatever. He literally just thought you were Alice.
No, he kept calling me Alice. He's like, hey, Alice. And I'm like, hey, Corey.
So he clearly wasn't in your like homeroom because he would have called the role.
No, he wasn't in the same class. No, but the point is, you know, in the 8 years of high, I should have been able to at some point mention.
Well, that's the thing because I, for instance, I hate being called Jackie, and so I'll try and correct people straight away. They're like, I'm like, hi, I'm Jacqueline or Jack, and they're like, oh, hey, Jackie. I'm like, oh no, it's Jacqueline, and then without a doubt, they'll say Jackie again, and I'll be like, oh no, Jacqueline, and then I give up after that, and so they just keep calling me Jackie, and I don't tell them,
and you're like,
it just
you know
goes
what,
on too long.
Yeah, call me what you like. Or I also know someone who used to forget the people that he went on dates with, so he kept calling them babe.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of years back.
What's my name?
A couple of years back, I went to a high school reunion. It was like one of the significant, I think it's like maybe 20-year high school reunion. And this guy was there, and we could not remember him. We could not place him. We could not remember him being there.
Yeah.
And he was so cut. And then we went back and looked at yearbooks. It's like, oh, I remember you. You were, yeah, okay. And
that would be devastating for him.
Yeah.
And I do think, though, that the interesting thing is for people who forget names, often they think in the moment, sorry, what was your name again? And they think it's not a big deal. They don't realise that how that person feels from them just doing that. And often it's not intentional. I've also heard stories about people who do that on purpose. So they intentionally pretend they don't remember your name as a power play.
I've got no time for those people.
Yeah, and it's awful. And it's like, but for most people who aren't sociopaths, it's a genuine moment of being forgetful. Or just being overwhelmed in the moment.
But that's a nice thing to include, though, Alex, is to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's not you. I just got a funny memory or whatever.
Well, in my defence, I don't remember the years when things happen. So if you say to me, when did this happen? I'm like, sometime between, 2000 and 2015.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the same. Yeah, no idea. It was before now.
Yeah.
Years ago.
It was before 2018. Yeah.
Yeah. When Friends was still on.
Yeah. I've got a good memory for certain things. I'm like, I don't know, but I know you. I know that you play piano. I know that your mother went to whatever. But I've just forgotten your name. It's so strange.
Yeah.
Everything about you except who you are as a person.
Exactly. I know.
You're allergic to meat.
And you're allergic to meat? Goodness me, the things you remember.
Who's allergic to meat?
I don't know. It was a really bad example.
Does that make them a vegan or actually having allergies?
Oh, I don't. It was a real bad riff. I didn't yes and myself. Anyway.
Well, thanks for your time, Alice. I mean, Alex. We'll catch up. Oh, look at what I did there. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. See ya.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.